Modesty is a much prized quality. Commentator Daniel Pinkwater says he subscribes to that idea, with only a few occasional slip-ups.
As a freshman in college, I started reading books about Zen Buddhism. Also, I read the Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu. I was impressed. They were spare and compact and simple, and the books were short and didn't really make a lot of intellectual demands. I cultivated a calm and unemotional style. This posture of detachment is another branch of the cult of cool. Nothing flaps you. A grand piano is being hoisted up the side of a building, snaps its cable, and falls 15 stories to the pavement with a huge noise. One hipster asks, "Man, what was that?" And a hipper hipster replies, "B flat." To make matters cooler, I was trained and brought up in the studio of an artist who did not believe in allowing many thrills, lest they turn into cheap thrills, which meant one was allowed an hour or maybe 20 minutes to self-congratulate and celebrate a completed project. Then it was sweep up the chips and get started on the next thing. What you miss when you cultivate the heart-cold as ashes approach to your own creative work is pleasurable excitement. I should say a lot of pleasurable excitement. There are times when you can't help hollering yippee. Like the first time a book of mine came out in paperback, and what I received in the mail was a real paperback, the 35-cent kind one carried around in one's back pocket in high school, with a genuine lurid paperback cover. I felt like a real cheap commercial author, which is the finest thing a person can be. And the glow and warmth went on and on. There was the time I put out a thick book with a hip-looking picture of me looking like Sidney Gurdjieff on the cover and a foreword by Jules Pfeiffer. I had this vivid fantasy. I am standing outside the now-defunct 8th Street bookstore in Manhattan. It is night. A few snowflakes are falling. In the lighted window, a whole pyramid of my books. A friend comes along. "That's your new book? Wow, it's got an introduction by Pfeiffer." If this had happened to me when I was 20, I would have walked on air. As it was, I walked on air. Then there was yesterday. I am struggling to assemble do-it-yourself kitchen chairs when the mail arrives. It's the dust jacket for a new book, the title of which I will not reveal lest I appear to be seeking a plug. The cover, by a certain illustrator, is a work of absolute genius. It's an icon. It's magnificent. Look at that suit. Look at the expression on that guy's face. Look at the composition, the chiaroscuro. I'm talking about the art. The text, which I wrote, well, it's not bad. I struck a blow for art and culture. I wish you were all with me, looking into the bookstore window, so we could all exult and admire. Zen or no Zen, I am taking the whole day off to celebrate.
Daniel Pinkwater's new book, The Picture of Morty and Ray, comes out this summer.